Raise was the last album, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Lovely, fantastic. Are you going to do any more records?
Well, I'm in the middle of one right now, but, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm at a point, you get to the point in your career where, career, as we laughingly call it, you know, you're mature, you have different agendas, you've got different value sets and skill sets, and so I don't know what will happen with this particular music, whether I'll put it out or do anything with it. The Ray's laid around the house for, you know, a few years before I ever put it out.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're,
and this one will too, I think. Although, one of the things I'm doing, I have a website called Video Ranch.
Yeah.
I have two. One's VideoRanch3D.com, which is a virtual world, and then I have VideoRanch.com, which is kind of a place where you can just go buy stuff and get all my stuff in. And on VideoRanch.com, what I'm doing is I'm putting up that album kind of piecemeal.
Right.
You know, putting one song up at a time, and I'm even putting up some of the song sketches.
Okay.
So you'll be able to buy everything, all the little stuff that goes along with it, and that's sort of my plan right now, is over the next year or two to just put things up, even if it's me sitting around the studio and with my guitar and making the song up in the first song sketches. I'm probably going to put those up there as well.
Fantastic.
We'll see what happens with that. You know, so far, nothing's happened with any of it.
but that's how a lot of sort of artists are getting their music out there now, is by not going to record labels, but putting them on websites and allowing people to download them from there.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, and that's what VideoRanch.com is about. That's what, you know, you can jump on there and go look at the downloads and special download sessions, although they're not free. You know, I charge for them.
Well, good for you, sir. Good for you.
Yeah. No, I don't do it for free. But,
no, as you should not. The 3D website, you have, like, live concerts and things there, do you?
Yeah. Well, Video Ranch 3D is quite a different thing. It's a virtual world into which there are live video performances embedded in such a way that they appear as if they're inside the world. But the cool part of it is that there's a virtual audience. Everybody goes in as an avatar, and they stand around. You can see the members of the audience that you're with at the same time that you're seeing the person that's performing and playing.
Yeah.
And the person that's performing and playing can see you at the same time.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. So, okay.
Yeah, it's fully multiplex, and so you can converse with the person that's playing through chat. Chat's the lingua franca, and you can say things, request songs. You can even ask them to sign an album for you. And, you know,
hang on, how does that work? This sounds insane now.
It is kind of insane. I mean, I feel a little bit like a mad scientist. Matter of fact, I have a mad scientist hat, which I'll send you, when is it, June 9th? I'll make sure you get that.
Are you sure you didn't take too much acid in the 60s, Michael? This sounds crazy.
No, it works really well. It's a you know, imagine a video game, you know, really just any video game that you can bring to mind. And so you're in there as an avatar and you're walking around, except suddenly you come into a venue like the Roundhouse, and you look at the people that are on stage and you go, wait a minute, they're really up there. That's really a live video feed of them being up there. Well,
fantastic.
I wonder if my avatar can talk to them. And the answer is, yes, it can.
You can heckle from the internet. That's incredible.
You can indeed. Yep, you can heckle and you can make fun and you can really actually ruin people's lives if that's your idea.
The internet has ruined my life many, many times, so maybe it's not the best idea. You're not on Twitter anymore. You were Twittering for a while, then you stopped.
Well, what happened with Twitter, and I'm thinking about going back on, I have a Facebook page, which is, what is my face? Is it Michael Nesmith? I think it's just Michael Nesmith. I have a Facebook page, but the Twitter thing, what was happening is I started becoming very self-conscious about what I was writing.
Yeah.
And thinking, I'm doing this, you know, in a public venue all the time, and so it's making me think about what I'm writing, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
I want to have it be really spontaneous. And I tried to get over it, and I couldn't. I couldn't get rid of the self-conscious effort. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to back out of this until I understand it better. Facebook is a little easier because I just don't write very much. You know, I'll post a picture every once in a while. And, do it that way.
And is it you that actually does the Facebook site, or have you got one of your many minions that updates it and pretends
to
be?
No, it's me.
Wow.
No, I do it. I do it, you know, same way I answer my own email.
Yeah.
I just don't tell anybody where it is.
Well, we're giving away your email address as a prize this evening, Michael, so we won't be doing that. Don't worry, that's top secret. Listen, I think one of the things that I think you kind of get overlooked for as well is I think you're a brilliant actor, and you talk about the monkeys and things like elephant parts and television parts. Is acting anything that you would ever consider going back to do?
Well, you know what? It's my first love.
Mm.
And I would not only consider it, I'd do it at the drop of a hat. And I go into town every once in a while. I start looking at the hats. None of them drop.
None of them drop?
Nope. Nothing's happened. So I sit here unrequited. But I love the stage, and I love movies and television. And there was a time in the 70s when I was thinking about doing a series, television series, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. But what, motion pictures and those kinds of things, that's another thing altogether. I just love it.
What kind of series would it have been? A sitcom?
It would have been a sitcom, yeah.
Wow. That would have been the coolest thing ever, man.
Not so fast, yeah. I'm not sure it would have been. You didn't get to read the script, I did.
Oh, really? What was it? Yeah. Was it you at home with the wife and kids and crazy things happened?
No, it was two divorced couples living across the street from each other.
It sounds hilarious.
It sounds awful.
One of my favorite films that you produced, because obviously you produced a lot of films in the 80s, Time Rider.
Oh, really?
I'm a big fan of time travel movies, and we did a show a few months ago where we did the top 10 time travel movies, and Time Rider came in, I think, about number 4 or 5.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's an awesome film.
Well, we sell Time Rider t-shirts at VideoRanch.com, so I'll make sure you get one of those next June 9th. But what people don't really seem to understand about Time Rider is that it was done lighthearted. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
And I sit in screening after screening, and nobody's laughing.
No.
And I think, oh God, well, all right, here I am.
Listen, if you've not seen the film, turn off now, because I'm going to ruin the ending. The bit when the guys are on that mountain and suddenly a helicopter comes up and shoots all the cowboys, that's hilarious. It's a work
of genius.
I thought
it was too.
But no one laughed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when she says to him, "Señor, where did you get this map?" And he said, "I got it at an Exxon station." I thought that was funny.
It's a brilliant film.
Well, thanks.
And
thanks.
Speaking of brilliant films, I am. You've brought up the monkeys. I'm going to mention it. What are your feelings on Head?
Well, I thought it was a good movie. You know, it was the swan song. They're putting it out again in a retrospective of Rafelson's work.
So, yes, I know. It's with the Blu-ray and DVD
that's
bits.
The Rhino set, right?
There's the Rhino...
Oh, it's Criterion. It's Criterion.
Criterion DVD, and Rhino have just released a 3-CD box set of the soundtrack.
Yeah. I did a commentary for the Criterion set.
Oh.
And so that's on there, and I think they actually got the other three guys to do a commentary as well, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, it's on the website, the other three. I'm not sure if it says that you're on there on the website. I shall have to have a look.
I am, yeah. No, I did a commentary for it.
I think it's one of the greatest films, and it's got a huge cult status now, probably even beyond cult, because people recognize it as a classic film of the 60s. Was it what you expected it to be? Were you disappointed when it came out? Were you proud of it? What was the feeling at
the
time?
Well, I mean, the real answer is I didn't have a clue. I mean, I didn't, you know, at that age, at that particular time, I didn't understand the movie form very well.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was going on around me, and I didn't know how good those guys were, and I was just trying to get through the day doing the part of the job that I had to do. In retrospect, I can remember some really cool moments and so forth, but at the time, it was, I was in a fog.
Yeah.
And it was fun, and I also understood that, what everybody had sort of decided to do was to put the monkeys to rest. It was one of the first, you know, mass suicides by a rock group.
Well, literally, in that you all jump off the bridge, and of course, metaphorically, that it wasn't advertised as a monkeys film. It had a rating, so kids couldn't see it. It was a strange plan.
Yeah, no, it was definitely. Oh, it was a definite plan to bury the whole thing, take it down. And then we didn't do anything else after that ever.
Now listen, you've mentioned the monkeys, and I wasn't going to mention them because I kind
okay. Well, then I'll talk to you later. It was really great, and this has been really terrific.
He's going.
Go ahead.
No, it's just because I was I've always been led to believe that you were kind of quite reticent to talk about them and didn't really want to look at them anymore. Have you kind of mellowed?
No. It's another one of those myths.
Right.
They get started out there. You just don't believe that stuff.
Okay.
So, what do you want to know?
Okay, I will ask you one monkey's question, then we'll move on.
I don't take any monkey's questions, Ian. I'm sorry.
Oh, Michael, for goodness sakes.
No, go ahead.
I can barely speak. Is it true that the four of you got...
No, I'm sorry, Ian. I really don't take any monkey's questions. No, I'm just kidding. I'll talk about the monkeys all you want. Go ahead.
I swear to God, if only David Jones had replied to the emails, this wouldn't be happening. Is it true?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ian.
Eloise, don't encourage him, for God's sakes. Did the four of you get together in 1974 to talk about a reunion, but you'd only do it if they made a movie? Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Okay, then. That's...
Oh, yes, it is true. Wait a minute. Yes, it is true. Oh, no, it's not really.
Oh.
No, it's true, Ian.
Hang on, let me just write this down. Michael Nesmith is the difficult monkey. Okay, right, we've got that.
I learned all this from Eddie Izzard's Engelbert Humperdinck riff.
Michael, listen, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Oh, is there any chance of you ever coming to the UK again? Because I know a lot of people would love to see you if it were to do interviews, to do a concert, to do anything. Is that ever going to happen?
Well, it's 100% chance. You know, I'm perfectly willing to do it, and I love England. I'm an Anglophile, and I love being there, and I love the water.
We got plenty of water here.
But nobody has asked.
Right.
So until that happens, I'll just sit here.
Okay. Listen, this is the deal. We'll book the roundhouse again. You can come and sleep in my spare room in my flat. My wife won't mind, and I'll feed you. How about that?
Wow. Well, it's a start. But actually, I don't talk about the monkeys, Ian.
Michael Nesmith, also, just one final thing. Thanks ever so much to Betty, your dear mother, for inventing what we call Tippex over here, liquid paper.
God bless her wherever she is.
It's one of the top pub quiz questions here. If ever there's a quiz show or something, whose mother invented Tippex? So it's
there you go.
It's fantastic. Michael, go on, sorry.
She's smiling somewhere.
I'm sure she is. Michael, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. And
it's my pleasure.
I hope we get to see you over here sometime in the future.
And love to all.
Michael, that was great, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
My pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
So I'll send you the link to the podcast and things.
Fine. Very good. Thanks, Eloise.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michael. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was great.
He was hilarious. I totally fucked my voice now.
I can't hang up.
That was hilarious.
Ian Lee, Absolute Radio. Weeknights at 11.